Good morning and welcome to your morning conversation. We're talking this morning with Maryville City Manager Greg McDaniel. And Greg, it's been a busy year so for you as far as some things taking place with the City of Maryville as well as Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. And let's just talk about the big news from earlier this year with the grand opening of the new conference center out at Mazingo Lake, and just talk a little bit about what that means to the city.
Yeah, as you know, on Tuesday, January 2nd, we celebrated the grand opening of the Conference Center at Mazingo Lake Recreation Park, and what a special project that's has taken a lot of hard work and effort from staff, elected officials, and, of course, the citizens of this community over the last 6 years to make this vision a reality. But what stands now is a top premier facility, an event destination that is going to fit nicely at Mazingo Lake Recreation Park and what we do at the park and supporting our local events and citizens as well as our guests from around the world.
I know a lot of what's out there now, it's just from the vision of a lot of people coming before, including former City Councilman Glenn Jonigan as well as Jim Fall, on what they would like to see after the park had been in existence for quite some time, but there was a feeling that it wasn't being utilized as well as it could be, and the vision has become a reality now.
Yeah, you know, Jim Fall, the late Jim Fall and former council member Glenn Jonigan were instrumental in their vision for a lodge, conference center, slash hotel at Mazingo. They didn't necessarily know how they would get there, but they entrusted the right people to move it forward and also built support and consensus through the community that this was a top need. It wound up in two of our top master plans as a top priority project, and we just kind of hit the ground running to find perfect partners like Boulders Inn & Suites, and then, of course, to put a financing plan together for the citizens to support. It passed by 5 votes in April of 2016, and about 20 months later, we have a fantastic facility that's going to guide the next 20 years at Mazingo.
Take us through the amenities that the new conference center has and how people can take advantage of what it offers.
It's really a unique facility, and we encourage all citizens to come out and take a view of it. But you start, it's got top premier meeting space for up to 500 people. It's divisible by four, so you can have four separate smaller meetings up to 125 each throughout the facility at the same time. A large pre-function welcoming area with direct connect access to the hotel, Boulders Inn & Suites. It's got a beautiful wraparound wood deck that suits any event that just has unparalleled views of Mazingo Lake and our events lawn. On the lower level of facility, we also have, that's kind of our golf mecca, we've got our new golf pro shop, we've got indoor golf simulators, swing bays that are open to the public and rentable by hours for rent. And then we also were able to announce a partnership with the Farmhouse. And the Farmhouse is a premier restaurant in Kansas City. They are going to do a concept here. So we'll have a full-service restaurant at Mazingo open to the public, and obviously it will uplift our golf experience and other amenities we have at Mazingo.
Just talk about what went into recruiting a restaurant to Mazingo, and in particular, I guess, the Farmhouse, and how all that came about.
You know, some of the challenges with this project date back to 6 years ago when we had a wonderful hidden gem like Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The citizens did a fantastic job to construct, but the problem was is it was a hidden gem. We weren't marketing or promoting it as a destination. So over the last 6 years, we've worked with numerous partners, including the Advanced Advertising Strategies class at Northwest Missouri State University, to really elevate our brand, our website, and put together a destination that we all know as special, and show that and share that with the rest of the world. And so, you know, recruiting a hotel and especially recruiting a restaurant were difficult economic development missions. But at the end of the day, we were able to land a perfect partner in the Farmhouse, a farm-to-table restaurant that supports our local agriculture. A minimum of 60 to 70% of the menu is going to be from local farmers, so we'll start building those partnerships. And we couldn't, we just couldn't even guess that it would come together as well as it did, and I think all the pieces are going to fit nicely moving forward.
Talked to a number of people who have been to Kansas City and have been to the Farmhouse of Kansas City restaurant, and they talk about just great things about that, and it looks like it's a great partnership as far as, and you touched on this a little bit as well, with the farmers in the region as well.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be an interesting experience for our citizens and our guests at Mazingo from around the world, but you know, the menu is going to kind of be dictated by the farmers, and so you'll see weekly menus that'll change. So we'll have a constant incoming of product, and then the chef and the farmhouse experience will put that out on the plates for our citizens and for our guests, and it's going to be just tremendous to go out there and kind of see what's new frequently as a guest at the restaurant.
As far as the other amenities at the Conference Center, I know you announced during the grand opening that I believe something like 80 events have already been booked for the Conference Center.
We've been pleased by the support so far for the facility. We have over 80 events scheduled for 2018, and that's with limited marketing efforts. Obviously, during construction, we weren't able to take pictures and start our marketing campaign like we would want to. But you know, now with 80 events, 14 days filled in January, which is generally a down month, we're excited about all the upcoming events, from corporate retreats to small business functions to weddings. We had our first wedding the weekend of January 6th and went off without a hitch, and over 325 people were enjoying the facility. So a lot of those guests were also from outside the community. That's very important when they come here and for an event like this, and then, of course, keep their dollars here in local businesses.
If someone wants to book an event with the Conference Center, what's the steps that they need to go through?
We would encourage everybody to reach out to our events coordinator, Ashley Barber. You can get a hold of her at 660-562-2323, and we'll just see if we can work in the calendar and set up an event that's going to be special for your needs.
What type of study has been done as far as the economic benefits that this Conference Center will have?
We are looking forward to doing that economic study. In 2015, we performed an economic impact study for Mazingo Lake Recreation Park as a whole, and the numbers were significant. It generates almost 467,000 annual visits to the park, with over 52% of those being from outside the region. While those guests are here, they spend an average of $32 per visit, generating close to $10 million to the local economy from outside of this region. So that study was done before the development of the Watson 9, the Boulders Inn & Suites, and, of course, the Conference Center. So we're looking forward to coming back in a few years and doing that secondary impact study to see where our baseline has moved, and we believe it's going to be a tremendous shift in tourism for our community.
I imagine if someone hasn't been out to Mazingo in the last couple of years, they're in for a big surprise.
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit, but you know, our existing facilities and our existing amenities that we had, especially on the golf side, they served a tremendous purpose, letting us grow over the last 20 years. But our spatial needs were really capped, especially for tournaments. We are now in the wheelhouse with 27 holes of golf for large state tournaments, college tournaments, and things that our existing facility just could not hold. And of course, those are tourism efforts for our community, and those will bring dollars here to our local economy.
No. A lot of work has had to go in to make all this become a reality, and a lot of behind-the-scenes things. But as you get this wrapped up, there's still a lot to be done around the community.
And there is. 2018 looks to be a tremendous year, not only just making sure that the Conference Center continues to grow and elevate to utilize the destination that we've created, but there's a lot of work inside the community we're going to do, thanks to the voters supporting the sales tax, the extension of the capital improvement sales tax of April last year. And so we're able to utilize those funds this year. We're going to start with a large-scale street repair and asphalt overlay project, probably to the tune of about $1.5 million. Should repair almost 11 miles of city streets, so you'll see a significant impact on the street conditions in Maryville this year. And then, of course, another large project that we're going to try to expedite this spring is the construction of a new Maryville Public Safety Facility replacement project. And so that project is long overdue, and I know our law enforcement professionals certainly deserve a facility that elevates to today's law enforcement and fire service needs. And so we're excited to support them and also provide better services to our community moving forward.
Now, there's been some discussion about renovations to South Main. There's been some studies done on that already. What's the situation right now with South Main, and what do you hope will eventually take place with that project?
The South Main is also included in that renewal for capital improvements, at least the first phase, which would take us from South Avenue down to essentially the first entrance of Walmart. Significant improvement there at the bottleneck at South Avenue, adding turn lanes. So that is in design. It's nearing completion of design, and right now we are just trying to coordinate, not only from a financial perspective, but from a community perspective, the best time for construction. It's going to be a very difficult project to build. There's going to be a lot of inconvenience to business, also to citizens generally traveling the busiest stretch of our community. So we're really trying to take our time and design a project that's going to fit with each individual business and make sure we can limit that impact to our citizens as well.
Well, it seems like this is a pretty exciting time to be a part of the city of Maryville.
you know, we just can't thank our citizens enough who in the last 4 years have turned out to the polls to support four different initiatives, and that allows us to do these projects and benefit our community. And so we appreciate their continued support of the polls and trust and confidence that we're gonna move this community, continue to do that in the right direction.
All right, well, Greg, thanks a lot for being with us this morning.
Thank you, John.
And that is Maryville City Manager Greg McDaniel. That's your morning conversation, which also can be heard online at kxcv.org. I'm John Coffey reporting.